8:31. 96.5 TIC. Time for the lighter side, brought to you by People's United Bank. Here is Christine Lee.
Well, according to scientists, and I really want you guys to think about that. This, if the Kool-Aid Man was real,
yes,
okay,
he would have the force to break through a wall. Okay,
if why is that?
Well, I mean, because he was a real guy with, like, legs sticking out of a bowl of pitcher with a Kool-Aid inside
right.
of
so
it.
Right, so his body would be hard. He could probably break through.
However, yep. one-third of his Kool-Aid would splash out of his
pitcher.
Who that does not have a job and all this time in their hands is thinking this up?
I don't know, but somebody felt it was important to scientifically prove that if you had nightmares of the Hey Kool-Aid Man as a kid coming yeah. through a wall.
Hey Kool-Aid Man.
You would have to understand that half of his liquid would splash right outside of him.
Gotcha.
Doesn't that freak you out? According to an online poll on common crimes, Gary, since, you know, with the Kavanaugh thing and the drinking, underage drinking, like, we should be talking about this. Things that you have done in your younger years.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
For instance, 90% of us have jaywalked.
Oh, yeah.
That's all
of Connecticut.
I do it now.
Right. So if you were up there being grilled, you'd have to admit to having had jaywalked.
I jaywalk now.
I haven't seen so much jaywalking since I moved to Connecticut.
Really?
So many jaywalkers here in the city.
Well, in New York,
it's a red light, and there's 12 people at the curb, right?
Yeah.
No cars coming for 10 miles in either way, and they're standing there like idiots waiting for the light to turn
green. But a car starts approaching, they walk in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
72% drank underage.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. 41% have been paid under the table at least once for goods and services.
No, I haven't been paid under the table.
Might have.
What do you mean you haven't been haven't been paid cash for something and then not reported the cash?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's paid under the table.
Yeah, oh, in that case, yes.
Painting. And 33% of us asked for water, you know, a cup of water at a fast food place and then filled it with soda.
Oh, I've done that.
No.
I mean, you could get in some serious trouble for doing these things.
Uh-oh.
All right. Most popular candy from the year you were born. We're coming up on Halloween.
Most popular. Okay. Bazooka bubblegum.
Well, what year were you born? No, it doesn't go back that far.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't go back as far for me either. It starts in the 80s.
Okay.
In the 80s, Big League Chew was popular. There he goes,
yes, Ryan
Jones.
Jujubes.
The Big League Chew. In the 85, Sour Patch Kids coming in the 90s.
Necco wafers.
91.
Necco wafers.
91. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is that yours?
No.
That's mine. That might be mine.
All right, and then you have Starburst jelly beans, and then Jolly Rancher lollipops.
The little candy that was attached to the paper, the little dots, candy dots that you would rip off and eat.
How about the candy that was a necklace and it went around your neck?
Yeah, I had that. Yep.
What about Pez?
Pez. How about the candy? It was gum, but it was wrapped up to look like a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember those?
Yes.
It was like,
they were pink.
Yeah, then they were in like a cigarette pack.
Yeah.
And it was gum disguised as a pack
yeah,
of cigarettes.
Yeah, what was the stuff that was in wax bottles, little Coke wax bottles,
yeah,
and there's
yeah.
a liquid inside?
Yeah, but you could, the wax
what
bottle.
What was the name of that? Oh, God, I forgot the name.
But you could chew the wax.
You would chew the wax of to
course.
Get every drop of liquid out.
All right. And finally, Gary, your dog gets depressed.
Oh, I'm depressed.
Is it Nickel Nip? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Nickel Nips.
Oh, yes!
Yes! Nickel Nips.
Yes!
Just don't love Nickel Nips.
Your dog gets depressed
yeah.
when he or she sees you using your phone. So if you're there.
Really?
Your dog is right there waiting for attention.
Especially if he has to go out and go potty.
And you're scrolling through your phone like we always do.
Hey, I gotta take a dump over here. What are you doing?
That your dog picks up on the fact that you're ignoring her when you're using your phone, and that can make her more anxious.
You're depressing Tank when you use your phone.
Literally.
Yeah.
So you can follow Tank on Instagram.
Tank is his own account.
Tank the Silly Pug.
Tank the Silly Pug. Check him out.
Check out Tank the Silly Pug.
Yeah, and see if you can get more followers. How many followers do you have now?
He only has 103 followers.
That's all right. Building slowly.
Okay.
Yeah. Another 10, 15 years, you should be up to speed.
You are listening to Craig and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.